today, I do have with me in the studio Ian Walter. Thank you very much for coming and seeing me. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Ah, good. My pleasure, my pleasure. So you are here to talk about a wonderful project called Illuminate, in two words.
Yes.
Illuminate Cambridge Festival, which is running from the 10th until the 15th of February. To see the city in a new light. So we'll have a chat about it. But first of all, I want to know who you are. You know, can you tell me what is your background?
Okay, I'm Ian Walter. I'm an artist. I live in Saffron Walden, so I'm very local to Cambridge. And I studied in Cambridge. So I graduated with the Cambridge School of Art, part of Anglia Ruskin University, just 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably tell by looking at me, I was a mature student.
I haven't said a word.
Yes, and I make very, very varied art. I can't seem to settle into one medium. So I tend to choose a medium that best suits the idea. So that means I could work with light, as I am in this case. But I've also worked with the human voice, with barrel loads of Vaseline, with all sorts of things, clay.
And as you said, you know, you are a mature student. Is that meaning that it came, you know, like late in your life, the desire to, you know, go study fine arts? Or was it something you always had on you, but you didn't, you know, it wasn't a good time or what, you know?
I don't think you can choose whether or not to be an artist. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can get up one day and think, OK, I'm going to change everything and be an artist. I think you either are or you aren't. And so I was in the rather odd position that in my late teens, when I could have gone to art school, I didn't feel I was ready. I was not mature enough. And I decided to get a job first and make some money, and I started a business. And then I kidded myself I was a businessman. And in the background, my voice was saying, no, you're an artist. You're an artist. And in the end, it became much louder and I couldn't deny it anymore. And I went off to art school and I loved it. I absolutely loved studying here.
That's really interesting because in a way, I would say that if you dream, you know, or something, just don't give up. You know, if it's who you are. Like you said, you know, it will pop up at some stage in your mind and then, you know, just go for it.
I think that's right. And it pops up at the time when you are best able to take advantage of it, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. That's really good. Well done. So can you explain to me what is your, you know, daily job? What is your day-to-day job? How do you, you know, how do you work?
Okay. Well, I'm very lucky in that my studio is attached to my house. And my wife is an author, Claire Mully, and her study is on the other end of the house. And so we both work from home, and I'm a full-time artist. And my work's very varied. I'm currently working on a war memorial, so that's a very sort of traditional figurative piece. But it's a wonderful way to work, because my wife and I text each other when it might be time to meet in the middle for a coffee. So
it's good. I mean, you know, working in, you know, as a couple 24/7, you know, still good.
It works
for
yeah.
you, which is good. But, you know, I would like to know, how do you, when I was saying, how do you work? Is it, for example, someone to ask you to do something, you know,
no,
as cultural painting? Or is it more like you feeling, you know, you do have something in your mind and you want to do it and you do it and then you try to sell it afterwards?
Yeah, I've pretty well decided I'm never going to work to commission.
Okay.
Because I think that, you know, in doing so, you have to give some of the creative idea, the concept, to the commissioner. And I just can't bear to do that. So, with me, I really work in two ways. I work from what's often a very passionate political idea. And let's face it, we live in a time when it's easy to get very passionate about politics, about the way the world's changing. And so I can get very incensed about something that's happening, something I can see. And that finds its way out through me and it erupts as an artwork. And they're often quite aggressive, angry, but sometimes whimsical, beautiful, interesting. And certainly the work that I've got in the Illuminate Festival is in the latter category. You know, it has some deep meaning, but it's definitely of the more whimsical and beautiful.
So can you tell me anything about the Illuminate? So this festival is running from the 10th until the 15th of Feb. How it came to you? Did they ask you to do it? How did it work?
I have a friend, mm-hmm. Susie Olchak, who's a veteran of 3 or 4 Illuminate festivals. This is the 5th. And so through her, I'd heard of it. But then, yes, I've been asked to also put a work in. So one of my very big kinetic works is going to be in the festival just by Parker's Peace at Parkside School.
Okay.
And then I've also made a work, a sculptural work, in collaboration with Susie Olchak, which is going to be on King's Parade. And it's going to be a very different way of looking at the King's College Chapel.
Okay, so for the listener, can you explain actually what is the festival, the Illuminate? What will happen actually in our beautiful city?
It's an arts festival that is specific to artwork that uses light. And the theme of this year's festival is the play of light. So it's got a playful feel, sort of theme. And it comprises 24 installations that are scattered throughout the city and that are free to explore, to find, to experience. And they are, I mean, I haven't seen many of them, but I've experienced a different light festival elsewhere. And I have to say, it's a wonderful way to experience a city. You see, you know, Cambridge is blessed with all these iconic historical buildings. But also it has very varied buildings, some mm-hmm. very mundane. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity to see the city in literally a new light. You see the city in a new way.
In a different way, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's probably a lovely evening to, obviously, of course, it's in the evening time, you know, dark time.
Yes.
So, yeah, actually, you can just walk through Cambridge and we will have a few beautiful buildings and some more, how can I say, more discreet
more
building.
Subtle.
Yeah, and then there will be... Illuminate by beautiful light from different artists. How many artists are working on that project with you? Do you know?
I think it's 22, 23 different artists.
Oh.
But some would call themselves artists, some lighting designers, some consultancy firms. So it's a real broad church. And there are also ticketed events this year at the Guild Hall and at the Corn Exchange.
Yeah.
So details are all on the Illuminate Cambridge website. And there are also guided walks and tours. And actually, I'm going to take my children on one of these guided tours, which goes through the backs, over bridges, through the colleges, and you see some of the chapels lit in a specific way. And it just looks magical.
Oh,
and
wow.
Apparently the children carry LED lights. So as they snake along the route, they become a walking artwork, you know, a walking installation. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, I do as well now. I want to go as well with the family. Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. I have to say a big thank you, Ian, Walter, to come to the studio today and to explain and share with us what is the Illuminate Cambridge Festival, which will take place between the 10th and the 15th of February here in our beautiful city, which is Cambridge. If you need any more information, any website the listener can go to?
Yeah, there's the illuminatecambridge.co.uk website and also Cambridge Live. So this falls under the aegis of Cambridge Live. But I think it'll be very hard to miss.
Thank you very much, Ian. Have a lovely day. Thank you.
Thank you.